And in my humble opinion, this organization here in Baltimore has as near optimum as I've seen. I've seen very dominant organizations where all the decisions are top level. The technocrats are told what to think and do and say. Not so in this organization. And our technical people have, for a long time, been kind of the power behind this organization. I think it's very highly regarded. The people are highly regarded. Technical people are listened to, and the management here gives them a lot of room. And I think then that kind of room, that feeling of being able to impact, contributes to innovation and positive feelings about I can make a difference, you know, through the whole technical rank. And I think that's powerful. And this organization does that.
Looking back, how would you characterize your career as a whole?
Simultaneously fun, interesting, challenging, sometimes frustrating, but then if you're going to deal with things that aren't simple, and then frustration is a natural element of all of this, but very, very satisfying. If I had an opportunity to start all over again, I can't even think of anything I'd change. I was extremely lucky. It seemed like, felt like I was always in the right place at the right time. There are other people that will say, well, you know, that's the way it looks if you're doing the right things and other people are aware of it. I never tried to do anything consciously just to be seen or whatever. Just keep your nose to the grindstone, I think, is the way to do it and be able to grab a hold of things and finish them. Not let back on your effort just because nobody's watching. Things have to be finished. So I just saw one of our real senior fellows, 15 years older than me, John Stuntz, who you probably interviewed, I assume. But John was saying, you know, I bumped into him last Friday or Thursday or something at a funeral home. And he said, you know, I remember the first time I got to know you. And it was one of these very things. We had the Air Force looking down our throat because they guessed that we were mixing money between fixed price and CPFF contracts over at ATL. And we did have both of those kind of contracts in there, building the same kind of devices. And so John said to Dick Linder, hey, we got a problem here. You know, the Air Force is doing this. Dick Linder said to me, get this sorted out. And that's the end of the direction, you know, and being able to go in there and figure out what the problem is. I had a whole team of people I met with every day, and in the end, we produced a book this thick with all kinds of data on where all those devices were made and what charge numbers they were made on and all. And it, one, I think, answered the question. Two, it kind of swamped them. And I guess I believe in overdoing on some of these kind of things, but I had no clue that had much of any visible impact to John Stuntz from where I was in the organization, but he saw and remembered. Mm-hmm. And it all had to do with following through and taking it to the end.